tough was that game?
Yeah, no, it sucks. It's kind of the way you learn about pro hockey is even if you win three in a row, you can't get too high and you can't get comfortable because that's when things start slipping away. So I think the good thing is we play again tomorrow at 2 o'clock against the same team. So just got to bounce back and think about it shortly here and forget about it and move on for tomorrow.
Can you use that? Yeah,
absolutely. I think anytime you lose a game like that, you want to at least control your work ethic and just have a little respect for ourselves and our fans and continue to compete. And like I said, so tomorrow we gotta come ready to play on time.
Chase, I was looking at your last few weeks here. How many days have you actually been in Winnipeg? You've had quite the stretch, sort of one road trip leading to another one with the up and down.
Yeah, I think I was gone like 27 days or something, with maybe one day coming back. So, no, it's definitely been tough. I was talking to Mom about it. I think I've maybe been home once or twice this whole month or whole of November. So it's definitely tough. I mean, it's nice to get a couple days off and be at home. Anytime you're in the NHL, it's your dream, so I can't really complain about that.
Month a bit of a blur then, and go by pretty quickly, I guess, with so many travel days?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It did go by quick, and I was happy, obviously, to get the call up and to be up there, get to travel with the boys and learn what it takes to be in the NHL, and got to skate pretty much every day with Brian Little and Drew Stafford, so... those are some of the best leaders on the Jets. So you get to learn from those guys and bring it back down here with me and try to translate it to my game.
The three road games that you guys just came back from, by all accounts, played very well. Three tough buildings that you won in. So did you have a sense that there might be a letdown today, or is this sort of out of the blue?
No, I don't think so. I think it just goes back to what I said about can't get too high. It's a long season. We saw last year there's a lot of ups and downs, and just got to stay even keel. I think that you can't get comfortable in this league. It's a really good league. Every team gets paid to play just like we do. So I think the more you win, the more teams kind of have you on their radar. And I just didn't think we came ready to play on time tonight, and we weren't really prepared.
You mentioned that being on the radar. Have you noticed that this season now, as opposed to last year when you were bottom of the league, that teams – their best every night now?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, and we got to be aware of that. I think we got to know that, and we just got to come on time and play a full 60. And obviously, it's kind of a weird time, weird tied game today, but I don't think that's an excuse. I think no matter what, we got to be ready to go full 60 and forget this one pretty quickly and come back tomorrow and play a different game.
With the way the schedule is at home, you always get two games against the same team.
Yeah.
Is that an advantage in the sense that you can get back, or is it an advantage when that happens? Disadvantage when it's reversed and they come back after you
decide. Yeah, no, I think anytime you get to play again the next day, it's better. I think that when you do lose a game like this, is you can't sulk on it, you can't think about it too long, and you get to play the same team twice. So obviously they kind of embarrassed us today, and we got to play a little pissed off and come ready tomorrow and play on time.
Chase, again, not a celebratory thing, but how did you feel about the Star Wars theme?
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was a really special game. Obviously, before the game, you saw the ceremony and had him out for practice with us, and that was a really cool experience. And anytime you can help out in the community and put a smile on a kid's face like that is huge. And even just watching the video on the Jumbotron before the game, and sends chills down your spine. And wish we could have had a better game and better outcome for all the fans that showed up. Obviously, it was pretty cool. They stuck around all game. Even though the score wasn't that exciting, but they stuck with us the whole way, and I think that shows a lot about this community and the support that the Jets and the Moose have in this town.
Aside from today, what's the mood like in this room as opposed to last year, where you had some really dark times?
Yeah.
This year you're kind of one of the better teams in this league.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I think we have a really tight group this year, and from the get-go, we just pretty much embrace each other. We're all brothers on this team, and like I said, it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs. Guys going up, guys going down. Guys getting called up from the East Coast Hockey League. And when we're gone, when we get called up, we expect other guys to step up and fill in. And everyone just support each other. And I thought all year long it's been really good vibes and positive energy in the room for sure.
Chase,